I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with you along with Jeff Rieger, who's in for Doug. Doug will be back on Monday's program. Taking your calls and texts, 248-539-9797. So we did a lot in the first hour about the Lions, and we did a lot of texts on the Lions in a preseason game they've got tomorrow. Starters for Kansas City are going to play for a half. Should the Lions counter with any starters playing? Doesn't sound like they're going to do that offensively, but maybe defensively we could see a couple starters. Talk about players that we want to see more of in the game, or players we want to see step up and really kind of show out in this game tomorrow. We mentioned some wide receivers. Kangen mentioned James Houston. Getting to that. And that kind of shifting gears to baseball. This was a story that came out yesterday, Jeff, that I know you got a chance to talk about a little bit about it last night when this broke. And when I saw the headline, I was like, are you, what? What are we talking about? Is this seriously being considered? And that's the idea that apparently Major League Baseball is kicking around the possibility that they would force starters to pitch a mandatory 6 innings of baseball in a start. They'd have some caveats to that, perhaps, that, okay, if a guy hits a 100-pitch limit, then you can take him out if it's before 6 innings.
Give up four
runs.
Or maybe, if he's on a rehab start.
Right. There are caveats involved in that. But when I saw this story, the first question that I had was, why? Were people clamoring that we need? This is the first thing we need to address in baseball is we have to have the starters pitch 6. Isn't that the manager's decision? Why is this even being addressed?
Gator, I don't know why you're asking that question, because I think I know why it's being addressed. Because it's a problem. I do think baseball has been pretty good in their rule changes. I love the ghost runner. I love the fact they got rid of pitchers hitting. I love the fact that they tried the shift, realized it sucked, and then got rid of the shift. I think baseball realizes.
Like the pitch clock?
Yeah, I do like the pitch clock. Do you?
I love the pitch clock.
Yeah. I mean, shortens
games. The pitch clock has kind of solved all the problems.
Although some people are blaming the pitch clock for why so many pitchers are getting injured. Anyway, the bottom line is, I find it so insulting these days when I see a pitcher go out and last 5 innings. In this article, it says the average outing for a pitcher this year is 5.1 innings. Pathetic. They said there's only been 23 complete games this season, and only 2 pitchers have had multiple complete games, Kevin Gausman and Max Fried. Like, there is such an issue, and I get it. I'm 48 years old, so maybe I'm an old man, but the fact that you lose starting pitchers after 80 pitches, after 75 pitches. These guys are so babied, it drives me nuts. The fact that we have combined no-hitters, which is a ridiculous phenomenon because you're yanking guys out of the game when they got a no-no through 6 and 7 because you're worried about a pitch count, it's absolutely preposterous. I love this rule, and I don't know if it's going to work, but I just love the concept of the rule. Let's get the starters back to being the main characters of the game, and that's what they want. Like, Gator, we watched the series with the Mariners. There was 2 Mariners starting pitchers for against the Tigers, and they both dominated. One was Wu, the other was Miller, yesterday and the day before, right? And those guys were dominating in must-win games for Seattle because Seattle is in the race in the AL West. Got to win those games. Must-win games. And what happened? Seattle yanked them out of the game, one after 85 pitches, one after 90 pitches, both after 7 innings. Absolutely pathetic. Let the guys go and win their teams the game. This is an issue, and it's ruining baseball, and I love that it seems like they're pretty self-aware about it, and they want to fix it. I love the idea of going longer.
But it's not an issue.
It's a huge issue.
Hold on. I'll counter this. It's not an issue because it's a managerial decision. The manager's going to pull the – be pissed at the manager. There's no rule that says that you got to pull the guy after 80 pitches. Nothing like that is said. And, in fact, in Seattle's case – they've got a lights-out closer they can go to who lost the game for them yesterday. So
did not give up a hit since July 4th, and Javi took him deep.
I mean, it's nothing to do with a pitch count. I mean, if you want to blame somebody, you can blame the manager. This is not a problem. Okay, and we said at the onset, before we got to the break, that we wanted to put a caveat here. Because we want to ask the people how they feel about this. Do you think that they should have a mandatory rule in place that starting pitchers in baseball have to go six innings?
Or very quickly, or do you just understand the framework? And even if it's not this specific rule, a rule that would obviously help pitchers go deeper into games.
Well, okay, so we have a caveat on this. When we have this discussion with people, 248-539-9797, and it relates to the ticket text as well. So if you use this in a ticket text, it's not going to get read. We're not reading it, okay?
Oh, wow. The rules.
There are four names that are likely to come up in this discussion. We're not going to mention the four names. But if you were to mention one of these four names, this is going to happen.
Oh.
Okay? That's going to happen.
So the shark eats you.
The shark's going to... I'm not going to put up with it. Not going to listen to any of these four names that are going to be brought up and guaranteed they're going to come up.
Well, simply because it's names from the past.
Right. The other thing is, we're not going to talk about anything that happened prior to 1990. Okay? We don't care. Different era of baseball altogether. So just get it in your head right now. I don't want to hear, you know, back in 1970... I know. I do know. Jeff knows. Everybody freaking knows.
Those were the days, Gator.
It's a different game now. Okay? All right, so we're not going to bring that. If you bring that up, then this is going to happen.
So what are the names? I'm dying to know.
No, we're not saying
them. We're not saying the names.
Because if somebody brings them up, you're going to get that.
Oh, we're not telling them the names.
No.
Oh, I thought we were telling them.
They should just know you don't bring it up. Okay? I don't want old men shaking their fist up at the clouds, yelling at the sun. I don't want people saying, get off my lawn, because I feel like this is getting to that point where we're going to have one set of people feel one way and the other demographic feel the other way. And it's not that I want to shut down the older demographic, but make your point without having to go, you know, back in the, I don't want to hear about it. You know, the Orioles had four starters that won 20 games. I know.
They did? Wow.
It's not about baseball in the 70s. And before, it's not about, we're not even talking about the 80s. We're talking about
now, baseball
right
now.
You know, Warren Spahn one time threw 1,000 pitches in a game.
Even going back to just like the last 10 years, okay, because it has changed dramatically. We had guys who were pitching complete games, and it seemed like everybody, every starting pitcher, would throw over 100 pitches in a game. At some point, it has changed. But that's just based on analytics, and that's based on what managerial decisions are. You don't have to do it that way, but they have.
I don't even think it's managerial decisions, by the way. I think it's the front office. I think it's all of baseball has gone from, you know what, we'll let these guys pitch, and they're huge assets, too.
Well, they're protecting their investments.
They are, but they don't want to let a guy go through the third time through the order, or they're worried about injuries, or spin rate is so up, they're worried about the fact that guys get injured, and they think that if you baby them to 85 pitches, that somehow, some way, it's going to avoid that. The problem is, there's never been more injuries, so they're doing something wrong.
I don't know if that's true or not. That could just be something you just pulled out of your backside. I don't know if that's true. What I do know is true is that any decision that's made about a starting pitcher is made with the ultimate goal in mind is to win the game.
Yeah, but you know what? It may be, but you're also effing the fans. The fans
but
do matter. Yes, you are. The fans do matter. So when you yank a guy, like King and I were talking pre-show about Clayton Kershaw. And 2 years ago, there was a game early in the season. Perfect game through eight, I want to say. And he got yanked out of the game. And I get it. He's injury prone. What you did right there was you robbed the fan base a chance to see history. At some point, the fans do matter. And I'm sorry. I don't believe 30 extra pitches is the difference between a guy's arm falling off and not.
Well, for the handful of times that comes up during a season, and it's probably less than a handful of times when that comes up during the season. I know it happened with Paul Skaines earlier in the year.
Happened with Manning last year.
Right before the All-Star game. I understand that fans want to see that part of it. And I guess if you're not listening to the managerial argument about it, hey, I'm trying to protect the guy or whatever the reason. Each guy has their own reason why they're not doing it. Whether it's the beginning of the season, we're still stretching out Clayton Kershaw or whatever the case is, or if it's Paul Skaines and like, look, this guy's a rookie. We're trying to make sure that he doesn't turn into the next Kerry Wood. You know, they don't want the flame out early. I can understand that. I can also understand from a fan standpoint that they want to see an opportunity for history, but this only happens a handful of times in the season. This is talking about across the board, you got to go six innings. Dude, let's get to the people, hear what they have to say.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.